It is time to bring in none other than Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American in the newspaper and online on their digital edition, rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Ruth.
Hey, busy week. Lots of stuff going on. Once again, we are mired in the sports, middle school sports issue. And they finally had a they had a meeting this week, ABC, and it is definitely now out of the shared services budget. The funding will come out of each individual school's budget. And it seems to placate those who were against it, and the program will go on.
Hopefully they can patch it together, but they still got to appoint a committee for the ABC to get this done. We'll see what happens.
Right, and there's still lots of things to be worked out. Kent does not want to be in it, but wants part of it, and some of the other members think that's not fair, and they shouldn't be picking and choosing. Falls Village is not sure whether it's in or out. They're going to be meeting on the 24th to decide. So there are lots of kinks that still have to be worked out. But I think there will be a middle school sports program come the beginning of next year, from what I gather.
Yep.
Canaan is in the news this week. A public hearing on a moratorium on boarding houses, which is really a moratorium on sober houses. Public hearing this week, the conversation kept veering off to those sober homes, which are for people who are coming out of rehab. And the commission made no decisions, but I'm sure that's going to be an ongoing issue as well. And while they were meeting, there was a discussion of a automotive business being conducted on property on Lower Road, and that got a little heated because the neighbors don't like it, don't think it should be there. The lawyer, Kevin Nelligan, who's representing Mr. Ralph, said it's perfectly okay and that it's really a mobile business, so stay tuned because that's going to not go away for a while either. So zoning seems to be the focus in Canaan these days. So the other big issue that needs to be discussed is garbage. The towns are facing huge increases because of the Mira plant that most of these towns take their garbage to, and it needs to be redone for $330 million. And, of course, that's going to trickle down to the towns because they're going to have to increase their fees. And so that was a huge discussion at COG this week, and that too will be an ongoing issue way into the future. It's a huge problem.
Yeah, it's and the cost is only going to skyrocket.
Absolutely.
Of course,
there's still even recycling used to be a revenue. Now it's you have to pay to get rid of for your recyclables or at least break even. So that's not a way to help get increased revenues. It's really, really a problem, and as I say, that's going to keep going. So lots of other things going on, and we had the dance at...
the fathers and daughters, yeah, that's always a great thing.
It's always so cute.
At the Center on Main, yeah.
They had about 130, they told me, at the dance the other night at the Center on Main. Lovely evening, which is kind of nice after all the news of the week. There were several contractors at the Sharon Board of Selectmen this week concerned about who gets to work for the town and how the work is divvied up when the town needs subcontractors. It did get a little heated. I don't know if you watched the video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The contractors started yelling and screaming at each other and at the board, and they had to really say, stop it, or you're going to have to leave. So First Selectman Brent Colley is going to have a roundtable discussion, invite them all in, and set some guidelines because, but as he said, it's often just right on spot where he sees a contractor somewhere and said, can you do this? What's the price? Okay, let's do it without going out to a formal bid. And if you do have formal bidding processes, as Dale Jones pointed out, it's going to open it up to people in other towns. You can't not allow somebody because they don't live in town not to bid.
So. Yeah, well, what town should do is what the state police do, is rotate, have the list of the contractors, mm-hmm. rotate them, call them. If they're available, they can do it. If not, on to the next contractor, you know, a rotation list. That sounds
makes sense. I have to figure out something. But there, I couldn't believe how many contractors there are. Sharon.
There's a lot. There's a lot in the area. Yeah.
I was also at the talk for Wolves, Coyotes, and Foxes on Friday night at the high school, which was packed. Talk about wolf packs. That was packed. And the lady gave an interesting show on that. People are very interested in wildlife, and she was passionate.
She's a hot ticket whenever she comes here. She's always packed, no matter where she talks.
My first time listening to her, so it was, people were really... and I was also at the Febrewfest yesterday at the Canaan Great Falls Brewing Company, and that was packed.
Excellent.
And the funds for that are going to, a portion of the funds are going to the Karazinki Emergency Fund, which was very nice. Helps people out who really need help. But people turned out, and it is so good to see Canaan busy.
Yep.
Really helps. So. And coming up this week, pretty slow.
Oh, well, we've got today in Kent. How about the President's Day hike up on Skiff Mountain?
That
starts at 10 o'clock.
Well, maybe I should put my boots on and go out.
That's right. It's a beautiful day. Sun's shining.
I think they can start without me, but it's...
Yeah, me too.
what are those skates?
But on, There's a meeting, though, that we should talk about, and that is the Falls Village Town meeting, which is coming up on Thursday.
Yes.
At 7 o'clock.
Sorry, I missed that. That's to sell the water company,
the
Aquarian.
That meeting is one of the big meetings.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, yep,
mm-hmm.
at the Kellogg School
on
Thursday. There was one other thing I wanted to pass along. Dennis Toganelli, classmate of mine, he had a stroke.
Oh, and I just saw him the night visiting his wife in the hospital.
Yeah, his wife's in the hospital. They've got their three kids. If you want to help Dennis, he's been working with the auxiliary police since I think 47 years now.
My goodness.
If you can go to the Salisbury Congregational Church website, the Sharon Congregational Church website, they have a giving link. You can click on that and put in the make a check out to the Toganelli Family Fund. They put together a family fund for Dennis and his family. Just a terrible, terrible story.
Oh, that's terrible. Awful. I feel so bad for them. And those girls, beautiful, three beautiful daughters that they have. Yeah. One other thing that went out of my head. Okay.
Well, the Jane Lloyd Fund had their fundraiser last Sunday, yesterday, at the Interlake. And I forget who's coming up. It might be a weekend off this weekend, but a fundraiser.
Yeah, I just said somebody's having one. Habitat's coming up in the future. I know that.
Habitat, and we've got one. The last one of the year is ours.
Is it? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Okay. Just as a point ahead, the chili dinner, Sharon Women's Club is on the 29th.
Yeah.
So get your tickets for that. That's always fun. And the children's concert at the Salisbury Congregational Church is next Sunday.
Is next Sunday, yeah. That is an annual event that brings in individuals and then other. It's all young children, but it's great. They're all great.
So. Very talented. Very talented.
So. All right.
Okay, so chock full.
Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day to you.
All right, we'll check with you next week.
Okay.
Bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.